New Hanover County Schools secondary teachers are preparing for more students in the classroom. That's because the district is allowing families to choose between three options: full-time, part-time, and remote. While these appease parents, some in the community are not entirely supportive.
There's definitely a little bit of fear that if Governor Cooper allows it, that we might fully reopen our 6 through 12 schools. And I think with everything that's happened in the past year, both for us and for the kids, we just really want things to stay consistent through the end of the school year. The kids have figured out all the online learning platforms. We've kind of gotten to our routine.
Kaylee Pear's fear came true. She's a sixth grade teacher at the International School at Gregory. She spoke with WHQR right before the governor and the legislature came to an agreement last week that they'd let school districts decide whether to open middle and high schools full time. And at Tuesday's school board meeting, some members were caught off guard about maintaining the part-time in-person option. Board member Stephanie Walker:
I don't believe most of us school board members knew that all three options were on the table, and that's why we looked confused.
She says it's been hard to get information from school administration, and she says it's part of a trend that she's seen since being sworn in last December.
Communication has been very difficult, in my opinion, across the board when it comes to these types of things. You know, we're expected to make decisions, such crucial decisions, but we have to have the information. We have to be communicated with. It just can't keep working this way.
Like Walker, board members Hugh McManus and Judy Justice are supportive of giving parents options, but they have one specific concern.
It's teachers. This is hard.
But Deputy Superintendent LaShawn Smith says the decision to offer all three options wouldn't be a big change for them.
In essence, we're not creating a new option. We're just extending the two-day option to a five-day option.
But according to Pear, this could be contributing to teachers wanting to leave the profession.
Come August or September, if we're still being asked to teach online and in person at the same time, and to record all of our lessons, and to manage kids that are in the virtual academy, and if that becomes the norm for teachers, then I think we would see a lot of teachers potentially leaving.
Walker agrees.
Like, I don't think it's at a point where teachers are actually getting listened to. And we have had a lot of retirement and resignations, you know, over the past few months. And I believe if you don't bring them into the conversation, at least ask them what they feel is right, you're going to lose more teachers. And that really concerns me, because you can't run schools without teachers.
While teachers were not directly consulted or polled about their desire to have all students return, Smith says she talked with principals about this new scheduling plan.
I've not received any emails, any phone calls, any concerns expressed to me about this not being able to work in their building.
Stephanie Walker:
I know maybe Dr. Smith hasn't seen any or heard any kind of complaints, and you probably wouldn't, but I know we have.
Instead of an interview, New Hanover County Schools chose to send a statement that read in part, "School administrators have worked diligently with their teachers and support staff to ensure each employee has access to the information and resources they need to provide a safe, quality education for all students." Rachel Keith, WHQR News.